APR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters will have a chance to lower the state's income taxes in next year's elections, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Conservatives have collected enough signatures to put a tax cut proposal before Colorado voters next year. The measure would lower the state's income tax rate from 4.55% to 4.41%. That lower percentage could mean shrinking tax collections by about $400 million in one upcoming budget year. Opponents argue that most of the savings would go to wealthier people. Conservative organizer John Caldera says that the measure allows voters to reclaim money after lawmakers funded major new projects by creating new fees that didn't require voter approval.
The people of Colorado keep saying, we want consent before you raise taxes. Yet the legislature keeps ignoring that and flouting it.
Colorado voters approved a smaller income tax cut in 2020. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The pandemic continues to stress the state's healthcare system. Dr. Ken Lin Q is a pulmonary critical care physician at National Jewish Health in Denver. He tells Colorado Matters he feels a mix of emotions over the current state of the pandemic.
Usually it's more frustration because it's like, I just want to get out of this mask. I'm not at work and I still have this mask on because I need to protect the people I work with and I need to protect anybody who I don't know is immunocompromised.
A little over 62% of Coloradans are fully vaccinated against coronavirus. The state health department is taking over the investigation of COVID outbreaks in nursing homes. Local health agencies have been investigating those outbreaks. The change is meant to free up time and resources at local departments so they can respond to other aspects of the pandemic, like outbreaks in schools. The state says about 90% of people in residential care facilities are vaccinated. The health department says it will make sure facilities meet the requirement to vaccinate 100% of their staff. It's partly cloudy across the state today. There is snow in the forecast in the mountains and around Denver tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News.